they will deal with what they have to deal with. In other words, when something is finally presented to them, then decisions will have to be made. I can't see any reason why they would not agree, approve and support the initiative. I've said to the RFU, with whom I'm in direct contact, that there are two important conceptual things to remember here. The first is that we will not do anything that isn't in the best interests of English rugby. The promotion of the game in this country, the enhancement of our prospects at winning the 2015 World Cup, and enduring values beyond that. Secondly, it's important to recognise that we are doing what is necessary for commercial success, if not sustainability, of the clubs that are participating and creating the value that everyone enjoys. This isn't about making huge profits and extracting money from the game and spiriting it away. It's just helping clubs no longer lose money and ensure sustainability that means that we can improve on the product year on year.
And just on that note, Quentin, what would you say to those supporters of Irish clubs, Welsh clubs, Scottish clubs who may be concerned that if they were to become involved in this venture, that it would be governed with a bit of an iron fist by the English and French clubs?
Well, I think, frankly, Chris, that's another misapprehension. We have, from the outset, when we first made proposals over a year ago, which are now coming to the fruition, that we would always look at proper representation and equality. So when we know which clubs will be participating, we can see the balance. We will be working strenuously to ensure fairness throughout. Nobody should be anxious or concerned about that. And we're not going into the dark ages of people feeling oppressed and minority shareholders. We're looking for equality throughout, and we've always said that.
The IRB also, their council must give their sanction to any new competition. Are you getting any indications from the IRB about how they will react to this? Because their chief executive has made it clear his preference is for a strong pan-European competition.
Well, I read through the searching inquiry of the BBC with Brett Gosper, the IRB's chief executive, when he was quoted on your program or your website last week, that they will follow what the unions want to do. So in other words, if the French Union and the RFU support this initiative, he said, I think, in so many words, there would be no reason why the IRB would take any contrary view.
And just going forward now, Quentin, there's an ERC board meeting on the 23rd of October. Can you say for sure that there'll be no representation from Premiership Rugby at that meeting?
We've got to take a view on what our representation is. We still have a director on ERC. That, let's not lose sight of the fact that we have a competition this season in which we are competing and participating, both the Heineken and the Amlin, and we need to deliver top performances and best value. So we will not let the organisation down in any capacity, and we will be there competing and hoping to win.
And just finally, give us a few landmarks now to look forward to as you build this new competition. What can we expect to hear over the coming days and months about how this this competition is going to be structured and formed?
Well, the press release we put out today said that we would give you, or we'd give everyone, more detail in October. We need to know how many other teams are participating, what the competition
structure. As soon as possible for that? You'll be asking them to pin their colours to the mast pretty soon, will you?
Oh, yeah. We're moving at a pace now where everyone knows the proposal. Everyone knows what the suggested structure was for, in fact, three competitions. Everyone knows what we proposed at the outset for equal distribution of revenue and how we propose that the organisation should be governed. So we just need to see if everyone wants to join us and support that.